Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Real quick, I got a story that made me laugh this morning because I instantly thought of you, Katie.
Okay.
This is spot on because I feel like I kind of went off a little bit last week about this with you because we took our self-evaluation here at work.
Yeah.
It was our, you know, performance review or whatever. And Katie came in. She's like, how many emojis did you guys use in that? I was like, none.
No, I think what I said was, I only used two emojis in my self-evaluation.
Too many. So I came in this morning and I saw this story. It says, do you use emojis at work? You might want to think twice. They say they're not doing anything to help your image. You should not be using emojis at work. It could be hurting your image. Especially, they said, if you are using, like, the angry face emoji.
I'm not using it. Mine are always smiling. Well, how's that going to hurt me?
Because you look like a child.
I would like to point out, this is when it comes to normal people's jobs.
Okay.
If you're working at a 9-to-5, a bank, maybe you don't want to put the little devil emoji at the end of your sentence to your boss. But we work at a radio station, and I am a character. And I'm, like, I feel like, I smile a lot, and people know that. So when I put a smiley face at the end of a sentence,
you're like,
that's
Katie.
And now you picture me smiling.
No, I don't. I'm like, why is she putting so many emojis? Because it's childish.
You, I do it a little bit
well,
more.
I know you do, because I'm like, stop it.
Now my favorite thing is to send you the eyeglasses, sunglasses emoji, like for everything.
Cool guy.
You'll be like, hey, you got this?
Yeah.
Boom. Yes, I do.
I'm just not a fan. It just seems very unprofessional. And, you know, since they even updated our emails and stuff, our system where you can, instead of replying, you just send a heart or a thumbs up.
The reaction to
like
the
every
email.
Time I see one of those, it's like you're not a child. Especially when it's like a 60-year-old dude or something down the hall in our sales department who sends the heart emoji back. I'm like, just Ron, knock it off, Ron.
I don't need
just say,
that.
Sounds good. Love this.
Yeah.
Because generally, too, those go into like a separate part of my email, and I never see them. So then, like, if I'm in there clearing stuff out, I'll look over at this one part, and there's, like, 14 emails in there with thumbs ups and hearts and all that from various people. I'm like, you all are children!
You don't even see the reactions?
No, I don't.
It's not a notification?
I don't see the reactions. Huh. It doesn't. Until I see it, like, when I go in there to clean it out, and I see, oh, Katie hearted 10 of my emails. That's
great. Gets y'all riled up all over
and
again.
Here I am wondering if you even saw them.
But I loved it. Of course I saw it.
Anyway,
I loved it.
They're saying don't do it at work.
I think also it's a guy thing. You guys refrain from doing emojis because it makes you look sensitive.
I don't think we refrain. I don't think we think of it.
Yeah.
Let me look at my...
I use it because I think it does. Like, it's called an emoji. It's supposed to, you know, convey an emotion. And that's what I use it for. I'm just not throwing out emojis willy-nilly. Like, there's a reason for it, you know?
I'm doing a lot of the thumbs up from what I'm looking at here. There's a couple smiles in here and the check mark.
The check mark.
The like, will do, you know, and then I included the check mark.
See,
I sent somebody a medal this weekend, like, because they won an award. So I sent them a medal. Yay.
There.
Yay.
So you use them.
But you know what? Like, all of those were to women.
Yeah.
I'm not sending them to my guy friends.
Yeah, I think that that's a thing, too. Do you guys send emojis to your guy friends?
No.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't.
And
usually.
The younger generations, do you guys do it, Josh?
No.
You'll be looking?
There's the most we use are between my girlfriend and I, but other than that, no.
Yeah, so I'm looking with Nick Nacks, like her name that's saved in my phone, there's lips next to it. Like, I added that was kind of cute, right? The lips, like,
Man, there's sometimes, I can do a whole sentence in emojis.
I didn't mean to go so far deep into this. I just wanted to read it real quick, but stop it.
No,
stop it at work.
I will never.
And everyone else that's doing it at work, stop it. Please stop.
They expect it from me. If I don't do it, they'll think something's wrong.
Don't do it. Stop it.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Katie Kett, you came in this weekend. You were flirting with a guy, it sounds like, at Naughty Bingo.
In real life. Like, not
IRL?
The app. I know. And it was such a weird feeling now. So we were at Naughty Bingo on Saturday night having so much fun. And these two guys walk in. And it's me and, like, four of my girlfriends are at a table. And we all see them walk in. And we're like, oh, these guys are pretty handsome. But then you wonder if they're together. Like, immediately you're like, well, are they a couple? Because that takes it off the table right away, you know? But then just their mannerisms, they look like they were more friends than they were romantic. So I was like, okay, back on the table, you know? And so we were kind of like making eyes at them. And also we were in the back and they were near the front where all the bingo numbers were being called. So they had no reason to look back at us, but they kept looking back at us. And then every time I had to go grab us more like bingo cards or grab a new dabber for somebody, I volunteered myself to go walk up to the front because that's where they were. So every time I walked by them, I'd like make eye contact with one and I'd smile. And at that moment, I
just
didn't
get more dabbers. Don't mind me.
I had like 20 dabbers at my table. And there's
you held up your phone and
there
was a winky face.
No, and so it was just fun to kind of flirt with somebody in real life, right? So we're all just having a good time. And then at the end, when my friend left before me, she called me the next day and she's like, yeah, I was hanging out and I saw one of the guys that you liked. He was outside smoking a cigarette. So immediately I was like, well, that... ew, right?
Kind
like immediately.
Off.
Kind of just takes him a notch down a little bit. But she went to him anyway and she was just like, hey, my friend thought you were pretty cute. She, you know, then he was like, oh, which one's your friend? And she was like, oh, the curly haired one with the blue shirt on. And he was like, oh, that's fun, blah, blah.
She He's looks like, nice, but yeah. She also looks like she sends emojis at work.
Shut
so.
Up. He did not say that. He like yeah. He would probably appreciate She's, my emojis.
That's
I'm
his
just
smoking.
Like,
but that's his ick.
Exactly. But anyway, she said, you know, she was just like, yeah, she's kind of into you. And then his response to that was, well, I got divorced a year ago and the grass isn't always greener. That was
Whoa.
Literally his response. A way to take it down.
Yeah,
like, I was
depressing.
Just, like, well, now I'm like, what's your friend's name? You know?
So you but, don't want to get with that because that guy's just constantly thinking about his ex-wife.
Well,
then.
Obviously. Yeah. If that's his response
that's,
to
that's
my...
That's a huge red flag, too.
Yeah, my friend likes you. Oh, I just got divorced a year ago. Like, and again, you feel bad for people because people go through it. Like, divorces aren't easy.
Well, yeah.
So, but obviously, he but isn't
still,
ready to be out
later?
Meeting people. Clearly, if he's talking about...
Still holding on.
The ex-wife to a person who's trying to introduce him to somebody else.
Some rando.
You know?
He's like, now I've taken up smoking.
And it's like, well, but there his reaction to his friend makes so much more sense now because it kind of looked like that. It kind of looked like the non-smoking friend was kind of there for moral support of the smoking
Bro,
friend.
Bro, we got to get you out, man.
That's kind of what it looked like. Yeah, we got to get you out around people again, you
And
know?
His first thought was, well, I got to take you to Naughty Bingo.
Yeah.
Hey, really? Instead of like going to a Sparks bar and having some chicken wings,
I mean, a lot of girls
he's
there.
Like, let's go pick up some adult toys.
There were so many women there,
yes.
And all of us were looking at these two guys, so they probably
Fresh
knew
meat.
What they were doing.
Is that generally who's at these? Is a lot of single ladies?
A lot of single ladies.
Okay.
And yeah, only a couple guys. Hey, and usually they're with their significant other if they are there.
I had no idea.
There's a few. We had a table behind us that were getting rowdy, and they were kind of younger, and there were a bunch of single young guys there. But they were just like, they were a little too
Drunk.
Excited about. Well, because it was Naughty Bingo, so it's bingo, but not your. Well, maybe your grandma's a little freaky, but it's maybe it's your grandma's bingo. I don't know.
But they were a little too into it.
They were really
into it
and screaming at all the things, and it was just like. But it was fun. That's what makes it fun. The interaction with the crowd is just so much fun. But yeah, it was just. It was interesting to think about because, again, I was so excited I was kind of flirting with somebody outside of an app. And that
isn't that funny, like how it feels
so
weird to
yeah.
be interacting with somebody like
in
person,
real life.
In real life, and
yeah.
not over your phone?
Yeah.
It's probably induces some butterflies
it
and
did.
Some like. Excitement,
well,
you know?
And it brought me back to the, you know, I had a lot
the
of...
The 90s?
Big, well, all of my friends were like, oh, you should, you know, like, flirt with him. Like, go tell him your name. Go ask for his number.
Hi,
like,
I'm Katie.
Come sit on this side of the table so he can see you better. And I was just like, I don't know if I really want to be like that. Like, I want him to initiate the
Instead,
conversation
Instead, I'll have my friend say something to him
me.
Outside.
I didn't tell her to do that. I didn't know that until the next day that she did that. But it was very
much... It felt
much,
very high school-y again,
it
didn't
did.
It?
It did. And I appreciated the me not being the forceful one because with the app, you know, mentality now, it is very like women have so much of the power. So it's like it was nice to give that power up a little bit and just be like, no, we'll let whatever happens, happens. Right. Mm-hmm. It's Naughty Bingo. Let's get crazy. So,
so did you sleep with him?
It's fun. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know his name. No,
even
I did
better.
Not.
don't have to know his name to sleep with him.